Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, I'm Diana. Russ, are you there?
And this is Russ.
Better late than never on that cue.
We're
delivering
the
truth and is that what it was? We're delivering the truth and exposing the lies. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. I'm just joking.
I know. It's been a long time.
We talked for an hour and a half before the show.
I know. We should have just recorded that and run that. How about that?
I know. We should do that next time. Then we wouldn't have to do another 90 minutes. We could just tape our phone conversation, and probably some parts we would have to edit out.
I think people like
right.
it. Yeah.
Could never know.
A great conversation.
Use their imagination.
Use their imagination.
Oh my gosh! So we've been off for 2 weeks, and January is turning out to be a very interesting month with things that are already happening. Let's talk about. Let's talk about first because people like to hear. My girlfriend is texting me. She's such an idiot. She's trying to make me laugh. So why don't you call in instead of texting me the whole time during the show? So let's talk about the border. I guess there's 17 governors now that are saying that they stand with Texas and with what Texas is doing. Obviously, unless you're living under a rock, you know that there's migrants. I don't like to call them migrants. We'll call them what they are. We'll call them illegals coming in, you know, unvetted, not the right way, not the way that it was set up for migrants to come here. And, you know, we're being bombarded with them. And I guess the latest number is that there's 22 states. Let me reword that. Let me start over. The number of illegals that are coming in that have been let in by this administration is greater than the population of 22 states. That's stunning, really.
Yeah, I heard that the stats also say that the rate of influx is higher than the U.S. birth rate.
Well, now that they've sterilized half of the population, probably that's probably true in more ways than one. But that is. I don't know why my phone sounds like I can't get the volume up here, and it's up all the way. Do I sound loud enough to you?
You could be louder. I had to crank your volume up to hear you over on this end, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know, because it is all the way up, and I can't barely hear you either. I don't know. Maybe they're shutting us down. But, you know, that is just unbelievable to me, the amount of people that they're letting in here. And, you know, that conspiracy theorists, of course, that would be us, saying that they're being let in here for other reasons than to just find their United States freedom. You know, that they're actually being let in here as militia and military for when they want to usher in their new world order. But either way, there is that governor in Texas. I'll tell you, the guy does not stand down. And, you know, we always say that all politicians are all the same. But there's, I think there's a couple of good ones out there that really do mean well. You know, although, be it their hands may be tied, he's kind of fighting back with this. You know, he doesn't want this infiltration, you know, in his state, and nor should any other border state for that matter. So there's 17 of them now that are standing with him. I don't know if somebody knows the 17 states that are backing him, by all means, you know, chat it or send it in or call in. I don't know the exact states, but they are doing that. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, plus it's actually interesting when you actually learn the lowdown of what kind of corruption is going on at the border, what is really happening to the people who are coming over, how they're being treated, and some of the unbelievable injustices that are taking place. It's not good for anybody. It's a really bad situation, and it's happening for all the wrong reasons. And, yeah, I mean, we could go on and on about it, but I think a lot of people just know, you know, it's a mess. It's a mess, and it needs to be done properly.
Yeah, and I'm going to stand corrected. That was an updated – that was yesterday's that I was looking at. They actually updated it. It's 25 Republican governors have signed a letter in full support of Texas Governor Greg Abbott in the Texas border dispute with the Biden administration. So 25 of them. That's almost half.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that's good. That's actually good that people are starting to get pissed. You know, they're bringing these people in here. They're giving – in California, they're giving them $2,000 Visa debit cards. It's like, are you kidding me right now? So they could go buy what? Considering that they're getting houses and housing and education and free cell phones. I mean, they're walking around with the latest iPhones, and now they're going to get $2,000 debit cards? I mean, what are they going to buy? Jewelry? Because they're getting education.
In Maine, they're actually putting them up in, I'm trying to remember how the story went, but the people are being displaced here, and because the government is actually renting, what are they renting? Some facilities. I don't have this written in my notes for today, but they're renting some facilities and displacing Mainers in order to bring the immigrants in, or whatever, however label we want to call them, but and so there's a lot of uproar going on in Maine. Of course, Maine is so backwards in a few fundamental ways, unfortunately. But, yeah, it's kind of a mess.
Yeah, no doubt. So, you know,
yeah.
There's that. And of course, you know, mainstream media, as we know, doesn't really cover anything but what fits their narrative on that. But it's, you know. And they're in every state. It's not just – they're not just putting them in Democratic states, although a lot of the Republican states have shipped them back. But, you know, they're trying to infiltrate this country on all levels.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, what else do you have any other things you want to cover there, boss?
Boss? Well, we talked about that. I want to talk about this stat, and I've got to go into our Facebook page for a second because I don't want to get this stat wrong. But while I'm looking that up, why don't you tell people about the new website?
Yeah, well, I'm actually dealing with a little bit of an audio problem here for some reason. I'm trying to get this audio level balanced, but hopefully, so for you, those of you who are listening, I should get this worked out in a minute, hopefully. But, yeah, check, 1, 2. Okay, well, we've got some levels here. I think this will be okay. Hopefully everybody can hear okay. And if you want to go to deliveringthetruth.com, we got a chat room there. Yeah, you actually got a thing. Russ, we need to find active flight identifier web link I posted in a comment on your page some time ago. Oh, flight identifier web link. Oh, I can give that to you in the chat. So if you want to go to deliveringthetruth.com, then you can actually talk back to us and give us some feedback here. So, yeah.
And we're also on, we're broadcasting on with the radio show is Freedomizer Radio or Blog Talk Radio, either one of those. So all of those platforms, you can hear us. And also, do you have the Rumble up too?
Yeah, Rumble's up. You can go to the Rumble link. If you go to deliveringthetruth.com, there's actually a link where you can go right to Rumble or right on the website, deliveringthetruth.com. You can actually listen to the live stream, which I'm actually kind of monitoring right now because I'm mixing sound at the same time. We need a producer, I think, but we're mixing sound at the same time I'm talking. So I'm kind of juggling a little bit, just trying to make sure our levels are good because this is something that I'm still working on. I mean, I'm still getting our stream to work smoothly and everything, but so far I think we're okay. We got a little bit of audio glitch, but I hope everybody still hangs in there and can hear everything. So I think we're all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem. I can hear you. It's just low volume for some reason. I don't know if that's Blog Talk Radio. They've had so many problems with that Blog Talk Radio. So, but, yeah. Anyway, anywho, so I want to find that stat, and I'm trying to find it. Of course, that you told me to go on the website, so my ADHD went to the website instead of looking for, I don't really have ADHD, but just using that as an excuse. I wanted to find that stat about what they were talking with the cancers and the rise in cancers. Give me 1 minute because I will find it. That was a pretty stunning fact, too, as far as – hold on, let me find it because I have it somewhere here. Cancer diagnosis. Yeah, so new cancer diagnoses in the U.S., listen to this, are expected to top 2 million for the first time in 2024, a large part of them being younger Americans. That is an unbelievable amount of people. Now, obviously, it's the jab that's causing that, new cancers, reoccurring cancers, but it's what they're spraying on us. We were talking about that earlier on the phone. It's absolutely what they're spraying on us. It's our food supply. It's the genetically modified crap they're putting in our food. It's, people are eating, soy, all these things that cause, problems in the body. It doesn't surprise me, although that is a stunning number, it doesn't surprise me to see that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're spraying us. I mean, one thing I'll tell people about is that I'm hearing from people, I hear a lot of chatter from people all over the world because of the websites and the that we have and the groups that we have. And basically one interesting phenomenon is happening. A lot of people are finding that their uranium levels are increasing in their blood. Same thing began, and it's all began happening roughly around the same time a few years ago. I don't know if this has a correlation or not, and I did bring this up in an earlier show, but when Chernobyl happened, when the Chernobyl leak happened, people all reported that they were tasting copper in the air and thought that was very interesting because this is one of the chemtrail types that started becoming really prevalent in this area that I started logging a few years ago, and I found the next blood test that I have, because I have blood tests on a periodic basis, my uranium levels are going up. Uranium is certainly going to induce cancers, not to mention the other things, mercury, barium, strontium, aluminum, every one of those things are immunosuppressive. And when you have chronic suppression of the immune system, you have all kinds of diseases. Something we were talking about before the show, you and I. But, yeah, a lot going on there, too.
Yeah, and I was looking at, just speaking of what they're spraying on us, this is comical. The New York State Department of Health, they just came out and they said that, this is in our group chat that we have, they come out and they say, we're conducting a project in your area to learn more about PFAS, pesticides, and metals in people. Now, why in the world would the New York State Department of Health come out with a survey like that? Why would they want to do that? That's kind of interesting.
Right.
We all know that,
yeah.
New York State is a toxic waste dump anyway, you know. But that's kind of interesting that they're doing that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something's wonky about that.
Yeah, no, it really is. They're spraying this. The amount of stuff that they're spraying causes us to have lots of symptoms, heart problems, nausea, headaches, fatigue, bone, joint pain. They hit us with plumes here so hard the air literally becomes unbreathable. And I know there a lot of people find it really hard to believe that this would actually happen in this day and age. You know, oh, the government wouldn't do something like that. It's like they're doing it. They're doing it, folks. And I know there's legislation being spread to try to get rid of it, but that's a whole other subject. I think they're going to be for a real uphill battle for a number of reasons, even if the legislation passes. But, yeah, we're being absolutely loaded with heavy metals of all types, known to be toxic.
Yeah, and when you look at, like, everything that they've not told us the truth about, I mean, they lied about, first of all, they lied about cigarettes, right? Cigarettes were safe, blah, blah, blah. They lied about that. They lied, obviously, about the mercury and the mercury fillings. I mean, if somebody still has a mercury filling in their mouth, they really need to think twice about getting that out. And one of these days, Russ, we'll have to go through your whole thing. Maybe we should just do a show on the dental fillings. Because there are people that still have them out there.
Yeah, half the dentists in the United States, even though it's banned in many countries of the world because they know how toxic it is, largely in the United States, there's still half dentists still use them. And this is mercury. This is something that's been known to be toxic for centuries, been very known many, many, many decades to be extremely toxic, and yet they're putting it in your mouth. They put it in vaccines. They're spraying them from chemtrails. We know this from a study from Dr. Marvin Herndon and other places. I've got mercury in my dust test that I've done in Maine. We're sprayed horribly here. I've got mercury in my dust that's showing up. And I could go on and on.
That's crazy.
I'd love to do a show on mercury because I honestly believe it is the globalist's favorite poison, and it is something that causes 200 of the most common diseases today. This is Dr. Hal Huggins talked about this. I actually didn't know he said that. I used to say conservatively 100 until I finally heard him actually say that. I was shocked. And then people have no idea. So many of the main diseases of the mainstream leading diseases today can be linked to mercury.
Yeah, I think we could do a show on all of these I'm going to actually mention that they lied about. But, yeah, dust to ashes, dust to dust. I mean, they say that, you know, you come back dust to dust. So it's why I don't dust. I mean, it could be somebody I know, you know. I don't want to really dust. So that was a joke, you know. So anyway, so they lied to you. You don't want to dust. Could be somebody I know. So, you know. They lied to us about aluminum, right? I mean, we're drinking that. People are drinking out of aluminum cans, aluminum and deodorant. You know, like, I've gotten most of my friends now off of any type of antiperspirant or deodorant. Do not use that. The Crystal Rock deodorants, they work fine. They really do. And you know, and if you smell when you sweat, then you have toxin overload because, like, I don't smell when I sweat. Now, I'm not saying that because I'm better than you and I don't smell. I'm, you know, shiny, not sweaty. That's not true. You know, when I teach spinning, I sweat. but I don't smell because it is a toxic overload. But putting deodorant on with aluminum in it, that's really the worst thing you can do. And I will stand by saying the breast cancer rates are high, not only because people are squeezing their tits in a machine that's full of radiation, but aluminum deodorant. Really. I think that's a thing that, you know, we could talk about aluminum in a whole show.
Yeah, aluminum is immunosuppressive as well. Yeah, aluminum is immunosuppressive.
Yeah.
Plus, when you mix it with mercury, it becomes between 10 and 100 times more toxic. There was a study done. Dr. David Ayoub talked about this in one of my favorite lectures. It was awesome. How mercury was given to a bunch of rats, and a certain number of rats died. Aluminum was given to a certain number, and a certain number died. Then they actually mixed mercury and aluminum in the same quantity, and they all died. 100% fatality rate when you mix them together. Very toxic together, and it's been interesting for many, many years, and I think it still continues today that aluminum and mercury are still in many vaccines. Tetanus shot.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why is it they don't know?
Damage
it. Are we just going to say, do we really think that they just don't know? I mean, I can go online and look up studies and learn all this stuff, and we know this, but, gee, you know, the government just can't figure it out. Are they that dumb? No, folks, it has nothing to do with being dumb. They know exactly what they're doing. There's a whole other
picture.
Whole other side.
Yeah, and, you know, Big Pharma is bought out by 90% of everything. So when you think about that, they're going to create the problem and sell you the cure, right? Here's your pill, here's your cure, and then you got another problem because of the problem that this pill caused. And, you know, it's a vicious cycle. Like, I just, you know, I have somebody that, and I don't know them well enough to judge, but I do know that they claim that they're, you know, into healthy stuff. But yet they're going through radiation and chemo, right, instead of taking the suggestions that I had given them for it. And, you know, they're eating Taco Bell. I'm like, how the hell is that? You have cancer, and you're eating Taco Bell and fast food? No. You know, no, just no. So there's just some people that you just can't, you know, that. They're looking at the chemo and the radiation is like their ultimate cure, and that's going to fix them so they don't have to alter their lifestyle at all. Well, that's not how it works. You know, you might be able to fight that off. Let's say you can have the chemo and the radiation and all of a sudden it's gone. Well, guess what? It's not really gone because you kind of just destroyed your entire immune system, and it will come back if you don't change your lifestyle. Just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those of you who are talking about cigarettes, check this out. If you're watching the live stream, here's an advertisement that was placed in newspapers, magazines. It says, cigarettes do not, underline, cause cancer. The leading doctors in the field of cancer research insist that cigarettes do not cause cancer. And then we have all this.
Where did you put that?
It's on the live stream.
On the website?
What's that? Yeah, this is on Orbit.
On Rumble or on the...
You can see it on the Rumble live stream. But here's a bunch of things. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why did they want all these Hollywood people smoking cigarettes? You know, cigarettes are loaded with mercury, many of the ones we tested were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here we go. I'm just showing
people. Well, Hollywood is. Yeah. And the funny thing about Hollywood is they always show you what's going to happen. You know, it's kind of interesting. And, you know, I used to go to the movies all the time and do all that stuff before I knew any better. But now if I watch a movie, I'm like, oh, there's an undertone. There's an undertone. There's them, you know, talking about their Illuminati and all their other stuff. And once you see it, I mean, you can't unsee it. You know, you can't unsee it once you really know what's happening. And I don't know everything. I still learn every day. I always mention my girlfriend Catherine every week. And I still do talk to her, you know, on a consistent basis. And she is always right about what's coming, which is scary. You know, but she's kind of like you. She's been doing it, but she stays in the background. Like, I've wanted to have her on the show She's like, I can't be on the show. I just want to be quiet in the background. I'm like, oh, my God, you're such a wealth of knowledge. You need to be on the show. You know, like, there's no stopping her when she gets on. But she's real, she's not, like, real dynamic, you know. Like, I'm like, woo, where she's, like, real calm and cool and collected. And but she'd get her point across real fast. So kind of a good trait to have. Yeah. So they lied to us about that.
Well, check this out. If people are watching the live stream, look at this ad, this old ad from the 50s or 60s. I don't know exactly what the date on this was. Right here, Doctor's Choice and Tobacco's Craven Mix. What's that?
Nothing. I'm just looking for it because
on
the website, and it's not. Oh, that's probably. Oh, it's giving me a commercial. It's giving me an ad. I must have gone to Rumble. Maybe that's what I did.
One simple but brilliant trick to heat your home in 90 seconds.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, just go to Delivering the Truth and you can see it there, or you can see what I'm showing you. Doctor's Choice and Tobacco's Craven Mixture is Craven Mixture, and he is supported in his choice by the verdict of the greatest medical journal in the world, The Lancet, which is the big medical journal. It's a leading medical journal in Britain. Journal of the American Medical Association is the leading journal in the United States. So here's what it says, which published this article on August 24th, 1912, an analytical report showing that of all well-known tobaccos, Craven is unmistakably the purest and best, the smoke of all other well-known tobaccos yielding 7 to 10 times, and some tobaccos 16 times more nicotine as that found in Craven. Therefore, the doctor smokes and should recommend Craven Mixture as the best for health. Okay. I don't know how much more I need to really say about that.
I'm on there right now, and it is driving me a little crazy because I hear the delay while you're talking. So it's like, I don't know what voice to follow here, but that's kind of cool. Yeah, absolutely. So
well,
what else?
We'll do in the future. We'll have
to
kind of share screen. That way we can stay in sync with each other.
Stay in sync. Okay. So let's see. What else did they lie to us about? Even though I still have to do updates for what's going on around the world, but I kind of want to get I'm kind of on a tangent about this. So, don't forget, they lied to us about baby powder, right? That was all safe to put on your baby's ass. Now, all of a sudden, 30 years later, they have a whole bunch of lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson and the talcum companies. I think talcum has mercury in it, right?
I haven't heard that myself, but talc is actually embeds itself in your lungs very much like the body doesn't know what to do with it, and it embeds itself in your lungs kind of like asbestos. It may be not as irritative as asbestos, but it apparently does cause cancer, and they knew it apparently. This is what makes it so bad is that at first they deny that they knew anything. Then later on you find out that they did know because there were internal memos or something like this. But, this is not new news, you know, stuff that they've known about, but they still keep doing it anyway.
And people still use that stuff. It's, like, so bad. Don't put that, you know, like, I know girls that use it on their, you know, their panty liners and stuff because they think they're going to stay fresh. I'm like, don't put that stuff down near your privates. It's horrible. You don't need that. So anyway, they lied to us about sweeteners, right? Aspartame is safe. Oh, my God. Aspartame turns to formaldehyde in the body once it hits the temperature of our body. I'm sure that you know that. And before I knew better, we're going back 27, 28 years ago. You know, I used to use that aspartame stuff like crazy. Dumping it in my tea and drinking Diet Pops because I didn't know better. It's like, oh, my God, that stuff is so bad, and people still drink it. They still chew the gum. That aspartame is in all the gums unless you buy, like, organic gum with, like, xylitol, which you can get.
Yeah. Yeah, part of the worst part of that is the methyl alcohol, which is toxic. That's something in the old movies they used to, the wives would poison their husbands with. So methyl alcohol and phenylalanine, which I saw. Who was it? Would get on and do interviews and say, no, we know phenylalanine is safe because we actually did a study. And in the study, here's what happened, because a whistleblower came out and said what happened. But here's what the official story was. In the study, they did an animal study, and they fed all these rats phenylalanine, and there were no side effects, nothing recorded, generally regarded as safe, yada, 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 right? They later found out a whistleblower came out and said, when this was a technician who actually fed the mice, that the phenylalanine was actually in clumps, too big and too hard for the rats to eat. So they would eat all the inert substance that was in the bowl. They would leave all the clumps of the crystallized phenylalanine, and then they'd throw it away. So the rats never ingested it. So the study was based on a bribe. I think they said he received $30,000 bribe to do that in the study.
Wow.
This is how the world works.
That's cool.
This is how it works.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucked up. So they lied to us about saturated fats. Eggs are bad. Saturated fats from meats are bad. Coconut oil is bad. When in turn, those are actually all quite okay for you. It's the omega-6s that are bad. And when I'm saying omega-6s, I'm talking about specifically like seed oils. Like I don't use any seed oils anymore. I use coconut oil or, extra virgin organic olive oil or avocado oil. Those are the only oils that I'll use, which kind of cuts eating out, you know, at restaurants out, because that's all they use is seed oils. And it's like the cheapest oils, like canola oil, corn oil, soybean oil, which 90% of the crops for soybean are genetically modified. So seed oils, and I was listening to, I like to listen to Dr. Berg, and however anybody feels about him, I don't care. I like to listen to him. He's got short informational videos, and he was talking about seed oils the other day and how those are actually contributing to a big chunk of the heart disease now because of the free radicals in the seed oils when they heat them.
Yeah, another big source of heart disease, or at least they talk about cholesterol building up in the arteries, and I know there's a lot of information, I'll keep it brief, about how cholesterol guards the arteries and so on and so forth. But what you eventually learn is that it has to do with mercury blocking. This is one of the big things, and I think there's a real tight association here with mercury breaking down your enzyme system so you don't break down the cholesterol. That's the problem. So what it does is it builds up over time. Another thing that's associated with mercury.
Mercury, yeah. We definitely should do a show on mercury. We have a guest next week. She's going to be on either next week or the week after, but we could just do a show on mercury. That'd be a good idea, actually. To find, like, an old thermometer that has mercury in it, use it for the event page. So they lied to us about GMOs, right, genetically modified foods. People didn't even know anything about GMOs, and they were doing it before they even made that public knowledge. Genetically modified foods are not natural. I hate to tell you, there's not a peach that tastes like a pineapple. There's no such thing as a grape apple. Those are all genetically modified. That's not the way God designed it. And I'm talking about if you go back like towards evolution in the way that they ate back then, you know, the hunter-gatherer type of diet. You know, fruits, vegetables, seeds, not even generally nuts back then because they didn't have anything to crack the nuts with, right? Or they didn't even know to crack them. But we're talking about meats and fruits and vegetables and these type of things. They did not eat movie theater popcorn. Genetically not. But you know what I'm saying, right? It's like, okay, they didn't have tofu.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm still putting up on the live stream. I'm still sharing the cigarette ads that doctors put doctors in with all kinds of doctor quotes. So,
They must have paid them pretty good bucks to do that, huh?
Well, they still do.
Well, and now what they've substituted that with, I mean, think about it. It was cigarettes. Now it's vaccines. Now doctors are getting, oh, damn it, and I deleted that screenshot, and I wish I wouldn't have. Maybe it's in my other photos here on my phone because I have two different sets of photos. But they showed how much the doctors make as far as compensation for kids and adults that are caught up on their vaccines. And it was like $35,000 or something a person that they get extra a year if they have patients that are caught up. So, of course, they're going to push it. Wouldn't you? Right? They don't care about no Hippocratic oath. They're getting $35,000 extra to dab people. Just saying.
Yeah, they make a lot of money. And there's a website, I wish I had it at my fingertips. In fact, I might be able to look it up here, but that actually shows, you can look up doctors all around the United States and how much they were compensated from pharmaceutical companies for the previous years.
Yeah.
And apparently they have all that information collated, so it's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also scaring people into taking
And in fact, one of the doctors that I was seeing in New York, she booted me out of there because I wouldn't take the COVID vaccine. And she used to be like somewhat on the holistic side. Not anymore. She like totally turned. And when I went in there and I saw her for, and this is going back now a couple of years. When I went in there and I saw her, she looked like a totally different person. I said, and she was wearing a mask, first of all. And I asked her, I said, why are you wearing that thing? Oh, no, you can't be too safe. And I'm thinking, am I talking to the same doctor that I started out with here? Because this isn't the same one that I know.
Yeah.
I mean, she told me that she believed that COVID came from a bat. I said, oh, God, are you kidding me right now? So you knew that she was, you know, either coerced into shutting up or she bought, you know, she drank the Kool-Aid and now she just looked so different. I couldn't believe it was the same girl. She had put on like 20 pounds and, oh my God, I thought, oh, and I said, you had the vaccine? Oh yeah, I had all of them and the boosters. I'm like, well, that explains why you look like you're death warmed over. For real.
Right. Huh. Right. Well, did you hear this about the did you hear about the Dominion voting machines, how easy they are to hack?
Oh. Well, that they're looking forward to that this year.
Well, it's not new news because we've known this for a long time. In fact, on Orbis Vitae and my website with all this information, we have a vote fraud forum that actually has a lot of this information. But here's a little quote.
Mm-hmm.
It says, in a courtroom testimony, University of Michigan professor, he's a professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan. In courtroom testimony, he testified about the voting machines that were used in the Georgia 2020 election and in countless other states. He was able to hack into the voting machine and change the vote tabulation using only a pen. During the demonstration, this is funny. He did this to be a little comical. During the demonstration, he borrowed a pen from the defense attorneys, okay? The attorneys of Secretary of State who are fighting to keep the machines in use. He borrowed a pen from them. He went to the voting machine, held down a button with a pen, and it puts the machine into what's called safe mode. And once it's in safe mode, with just the use of a pen, in a matter of seconds, he was able to open the files and change the tabulations and the voting counts right in front of the courtroom for everybody to see. So Dominion has been saying for a long time that these things are secure. They know they're secure. And yet the ability to go into safe mode by pushing a button that is apparently maybe slightly recessed like you have when you, you know, there's certain electronic devices where you have to get a pen and push a little button like when you change a clock in your car or something like this. Maybe not so much recently, but in the last 10 or 20 years, it puts it in safe mode and you can change the vote tabulation however you want. So that just happened a few days ago.
Yeah, they're going to be ramping up the cheating, no doubt, you know, coming into this year. And that's a whole interesting thing, even with the presidential race, seeing that our race, DeSantis drops out, then endorses Trump. Interesting stuff with that. It's going to be interesting. And it's hard to know. You know, everybody says that Trump is a part of it, blah, blah, blah. It's so hard to know what to believe, you know, because on one hand, I'd like to believe that. On the other hand, it's like, why do they work so hard at going after him if he's a part of it? This is just part of their show, right?
Well,
I don't know.
Understanding the philosophy about why they do these things, I think, is really important for people to know, because I believe Trump is one of them. And I believe in a lot of things Trump stands for. You know, I believe in most, not everything, but most of what he stands for. However, this is what they do, is they know people better than they know themselves. So when you want to control a group of people, okay, and they're doing this with billions and billions of dollars, they have all the money in the world at their fingertips, what you do is you will actually create a character, a person, or really a group of people, magazines, a whole movement. But they know people well enough to know, they understand how their minds function. You can't actually change somebody's belief system very easy. That's a very hard thing to do. So what you do instead is you go to, you cater to that belief system, and you put people out in front of the public who actually preach that belief system, but they control the conversation so it doesn't go to places you don't want it to go. And you gently nudge the conversation in the direction you want it to go. But you cannot change people's belief system. So what the power brokers do is they don't sit back and just let people who really understand how deep this goes and how deep the corruption goes, they can't just sit back and let these people have free rein, because they'll keep running with it. They want to give those people hope, because hope shuts them up. This is why false hope is one of the most effective weapons used in any battle. So what they do is they will actually create a situation that makes it look so much like the person that they have put out there to represent the views of this segment of society, who already have a belief system that they know they can't change, but they control the conversation. And so when you really look at what Trump, I mean, Trump did a few token things. You know, he got us out of the Paris Accord. He did, you know, he said a lot of great things, like, oh, we can get all the oil from the U.S. We don't have to import oil. We can do all, he said a lot of great things. He said Hillary should be put in prison. But yet, you know, they when you look at who he hangs around with and what he does and what he actually does, he actually pushed the vaccine. In fact, I saw a video of him getting booed by the audience when he was talking about, yeah, I got it. Everybody should get it. There is nobody on planet Earth, knowing what is freely available by the people who have actually researched what was in those vials, that would ever say that. And so the argument must be, oh, well, they don't really know. No, again, they're coercing the conversation. So they have to make mainstream media go after him viciously, because that's the only way that conservatives are going to believe that he's real. And they know that. And I know that's really hard for people to believe. But this is one of my favorite subjects, is the psychology of how they do things. Because when you understand the psychology of how they operate, you can see it everywhere. Everything that they do, the corporations, the advertising, the movies, the media, the neurolinguistics, it is all there to fool people. And it's very, very, very smartly done. And they even do things like they will tell stories that don't have propaganda. They lead you to believe false things by bringing you to a conclusion, but never telling you the conclusion. So they have to make it look this way. So, you know, Trump gave you the vaccine. Trump did some token things that were beneficial for the country. Yeah, gas prices went down. You have to do those things to convince the country. Did he shut down chemtrails? No, he did not. And he's the only one who can. We have New Hampshire and another state. We have legislation, by the way, going up where they're trying to shut down geoengineering. And this is a big subject. And people ask, you know, is this really going to change anything? Is this really going to make any difference? Well, I'll get to that in a minute. But QAnon, which is all part of this PSYOP, QAnon actually came out and started saying that Trump had shut down chemtrails because during his presidency, a lot of the chemtrails in a lot of areas started becoming short and non-persistent. This is something they've been doing for years, but they really pushed it during his presidency. And then QAnon comes out and says, Trump has shut down chemtrails in most areas. And I called out on that when people started posting that group. I said, he has not. I can smell it and taste it. They have turned them into short trails. They're not long anymore. They're short. Okay? So it looks like they shut them down, but I can smell and taste it in the air, and it's as harsh or worse than it ever has been. So chemtrails were left untouched. Vaccines were given to the public, and he continues to promote them, and a host of other things, too. The people he hangs around with, whatever. I mean, unfortunately, I was unprepared for this, but I have a whole list of things in my prep notes that I could have had ready. But, I really wish Trump was a good guy. I wish he, but he's, unfortunately, he's sucking good intention conservatives into a hole that's just going to lead to another disaster, and then they can blame Trump for the next disaster. And I'll tell you one thing more, and I'm sorry I'm talking so much here, but I know that they market to the public this paradigm that the left and right are so close to each other that sometimes one side wins and sometimes the other side wins. I do not believe this, and I have not believed this ever. It would be wild coincidence that the country is so evenly split. The idea of pressing this illusion into the public spaces is to make one side have hope and then the other side have hope and then one side have hope and the other side have hope, so you always have people in a perpetual state of hope, because when you have hope, it demotivates you. You feel like something good is about to happen when really the opposite is true. So I respect all the people. I like the people who like Trump, who want him to be a good guy, but when you really do the research, it's like he's one of them. He's surrounded by them. He is surrounded by the people who control media. They could pull the rug out from underneath all of his estate and everything. The whole court case, everything in my mind, I truly believe, this is all some of the biggest theater you've ever seen in your life. But there's bigger theater coming soon. Yeah.
Oh, big time. And don't forget, he installed the 5G during the lockdowns, too. But look, we got to go to a commercial, okay? So we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be back in 4 minutes, delivering the truth and exposing the lies. Hang tight, guys. We'll be back in four.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Please check out the Proof Negative radio show Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-host, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative radio show.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
You know, I wanted to add that last commercial in there just to annoy you.
What? I wasn't listening. Sorry, I was busy. What was that last commercial?
It was a Trump commercial talking about how there's no inflation when Trump was in office and blah, blah, blah. That's in there. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So I
hope people don't take it wrong. I like what Trump stands for the most part. It's just when you really research Trump, it's like he's really just a provider of false hope for the public.
There are lots of pictures of him on Epstein Island and stuff too, and we could go on, you know, for hours about the human trafficking and what's going on with that. And I mean, even in New York City, they were finding pathways of tunnels under synagogues in the last couple of weeks with child's toys and bloody mattresses and a whole bunch of other stuff. So that whole thing is that's some sick, twisted stuff going on, and it is going on. And, you know, I know that people want to try to turn a blind eye to the human trafficking, but you can't, because it is real and it is happening. And that is a big... As far as I'm concerned, it's one of the biggest things that they try to cover up, you know, with all of this stuff. The human trafficking ring is the heart and the core of, the New World Order, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, their currency is human labor, human trafficking. It's unspeakable. I mean, there are just no words. I don't know. There's no words. I can't even think of words. Have you heard, though, can I ask you about the biometrics in automobiles? Listen to this. New automobiles will require your biometrics, your face, to drive. It takes a picture of your face. Presumably, they could then be outfitted to shut down based on speech and misinformation violations if this technology goes live. So you get in the car, you don't see, it recognizes your face. And eventually it listens to you and shuts down. Now, if you think this is far-fetched, listen to what happened in the 1990s. Scientific American came out with an article which was quickly just went silent. It was in the news briefly, and then everything went quiet. Is they started telling the public that the police, or new technology was developed, where police could put a mobile speed bump in the road. It wasn't really a bump. It was just a strip. A car would drive over and would shut the car down for 30 minutes, and then the car would start back up undamaged. This was in a Scientific American. I don't have the exact date of it. I saw it myself, and it was on the news briefly, and then they pulled it. The whole story went away all of a sudden. Now, why would the story like that go away? And this relates to what I was just talking about, biometrics in cars, is that you can shut a car down for 30 minutes without damaging it and then have it start up 30 minutes later. That functionality is built into the electronics of the car. I'm an electronics guy. I used to design and still do as a hobby embedded systems with all my free time. Embedded systems. And you know that technology, people were smart enough in the public to realize, hey, if the police have this technology available where they could just throw a speed bump, or not really a bump, but a strip down, that a car would drive over and shut it down for 30 minutes, that functionality must be built into the car. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Same thing with cell phones. Your cell phone and speaker can be turned on remotely by government officials. Now, people are going to think I'm making this up. I'm going to show it on the live stream. Okay, there's several videos. I don't know, but I guess I won't play the videos. But if you want to see these, let me just put it up on the live stream here. This is on OrbisVitae.com in the main news section here. Look at this. Travel alert. Fox News. Another Fox News. And then another news article on this. This was mainstream media. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese and U.S. government spying citizens by remotely enabling cell phones. So what does this have to do with the new automobiles requiring your biometrics or a picture of your face to drive? Because it'll come down to a point, you know, it's all coming to a point where you won't be able to buy or sell. You won't be able to do money. You won't be able to have money if you do something wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take away your money, your ability to buy or sell. Same thing with cars. You won't be able to travel. It's going in that direction. It's not there yet, but it's going in that direction. This technology is already built into phones to monitor you. The technology to shut down cars is already built into the cars if those speed bumps actually worked, and they did, but they pulled the story because too many people were smart in the public and said, hey, there's no way to do this unless the cars are designed to shut down for 30 minutes. Otherwise, they would be damaged. Mm-hmm. This has MOSFET technology and stuff like that. And finally, check this out for those who want it. Let me see if I can pull this up on the live stream. I don't know if I can probably can't show this on live stream. I don't know if it's but what? Remember, I just sent you an email where two or three days ago, YouTube banned one of my videos with Dane Wigington. I interviewed Dane Wigington several times in Global Skywatch. I've known Dane for a long time. Helped him with his website years ago, and we chat once in a while here. And he runs geoengineeringwatch.org. They took that video down. Today I got a notice. They took down a video of my business partner and I, Laura, talking, and the title of the video was something like, I can't find it right now, but the title of the video was something like how you can fight chemtrail toxicity or how you can overcome the effects of chemtrails using natural modalities, you know, herbs and natural things. But they don't want that information out there, so they pulled it down.
And that, and you know, we were talking about that on the phone earlier before we got on the show about how you were saying that there's two states now that are trying to fight this geoengineering, and now all of a sudden something from 10 years ago comes down off of YouTube. Interesting. And obviously, you know, the algorithms for YouTube and Facebook are connected too. You know, they're same people. So it's interesting. You know, because obviously even on Facebook, you're posting a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This was like 2013. I remember I sent it to you. So I'm trying to look in my sent folder to see. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Let me see if I can. I don't know how to show that without revealing private information on a live stream here. I could take a picture of it.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, take a screenshot and edit it out. But, yeah, it's that's crazy. 10 years ago, and they're just picking up on it now. So that, to me, that just leads me to believe that people are starting to catch on, because anything that people start to catch on about, they're going to try to bury.
Exactly. It's the same thing they did when people were protesting chemtrails. In fact, here's the I don't know if I can show this because it's not going to capture. No, I can't. Oh, my gosh. It's more complicated to capture this. Okay. Well, as I get our system set up a little more advanced, I'll be able to show this kind of stuff. But, when people would protest chemtrails, there were people who go out and protest in big cities, Canada and the United States. There'd be no chemtrails on those days. And the people would call me, like, I interviewed people, I won't say their names, I don't know if they're in the public eye anymore, but fantastic people I'd interview on Global Skywatch Radio years ago, and they'd say that, no chemtrails today. Every time we go out to protest, on those days, there's no chemtrails. And on all the other Saturdays, they would go out, the sky would be full. And I know that's the way they work, of course. It's psychology. Psychology wraps everything that they do because it has to. They're fooling the public. They're pulling deception, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah.
Yeah. That's screwed up.
Have you heard this? 50% of Americans are experiencing illness?
Oh, really?
Kingston Report. Karen Kingston. Subscribe to her Substack. Great writer. She was an analyst. She worked in the pharmaceutical industry all her life. She's come out as kind of a whistleblower. Very smart woman. Here's a quote. A systemic review of the literature has revealed some surprising facts. Thousands of papers have reported side effects after vaccination which affect every organ without exception, from ophthalmology to general medicine to psychiatry. This is a professor emeritus, Mansuri Fukushima from Kyoto University. And one and a couple more quotes. More than 40% of Americans are experiencing illness similar to poisoning after receiving the C-19 injection. This is Karen Kingston herself. And another quote from another university, Yasufuma Murakami, said, "I believe the mRNA COVID-19 injection should be stopped immediately. Spike protein is toxic. It's very clear that what happens when you administer a toxic gene to a human. Another point is that the lipid nanoparticles are also known to be toxic." We all know this already. But if you're new and you're listening, there are people, real scientists, coming out. Thank you to these professors who've come out and spoken the truth.
Yeah. Yep. And that's it. Okay.
Got
so
what else for you? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm talking.
No.
I'm getting fired up. But go ahead. Go ahead.
By all means, fire it up.
Fired
up.
You
know me at this time of the night. I'm just starting to fade by 8:30. So.
Oh, give me the mic. Give me the mic.
Yeah, have at it.
It's
no,
all good.
I just what I wanted to say was I'm glad that I don't work for the airlines anymore. When you're looking at Delta, they had a flight that was trying to take off from Atlanta, and the nose came off one of the wheels, and rolled down the hill. People were like, what the hell? And then there were, like, somebody else at another flight noticed that there were bolts missing out of a wing, so they stopped that flight. Now, my conspiracy mind, when I'm looking at all of these problems with these airplanes, goes right to they don't want people to think that air travel is safe, so they don't travel. But that was just my thought. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
Yeah.
I mean I've never heard of it.
They also obviously want to divide people.
Yeah. I never heard of that many malfunctions in just a few weeks with airplanes having, you know, problems. So that's kind of, I don't know, maybe they just don't want people to travel, so they're going to say, there's all these problems with these airplanes. People are not going to think it's safe to travel. I don't know. Just a thought. Or
yeah,
just could
it
be
could
a coin getting.
It
could just be a coin
getting. It could very well be. Yeah, once you know how the world works system, how there's so much psychology and everything, and division is what they want to do. They want to divide people from each other. They want to keep people from meeting. They want to keep people from forming alliances or coming together. They want to feel you weak. What does a narcissist do when he wants to control you? He separates you. He divides you from the people around you, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what he does, and that's what they're doing is they're separating people. Trying to get that.
And then they go behind your back and do a whole. Then they go behind your back and do a whole bunch of shady shit. And then when you find out, but that's another topic for another show. We should have one of those. YouTubers on to talk about narcissism, huh?
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, here it is right here. It was a New York-bound Virgin Atlantic flight scheduled just moments before takeoff. It was canceled when an alarmed passenger said that he spotted several screws missing from the plane's wing. Jesus. You know, are you serious? That kind of stuff shouldn't be happening. Now, is it maybe lack of, like, help nowadays, lack of getting good help? Who knows? Hard to say, but I don't know.
Well, the more mercury you have, the less you you can't focus, and they're spraying us all with mercury. So you're going to see more and more erratic behavior, bad workmanship, mistakes. That's what mercury does. It messes with you in such a way that it makes you anxious and unable to focus, unable to remember things. So I think we're going to see this thing just continue to proliferate like that.
Mm.
Let me see if this works. I have the video up on the stream. Oh, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No. I was going to say, I just wanted to mention something that somebody sent me about Utah, because I like to follow legislation in all states. They passed, their House passed a transgender restriction bill. So it went on to Senate. But basically what the bill says is that they're restricting transgender access from bathrooms and other facilities in publicly owned buildings. Good. Good. As it should be. You know? It shouldn't be allowed. So.
Yeah, returning to
sanity,
huh?
What? Yeah, well, Utah's like a lot of Mormons, and their legislative body is made up of Mormons. So they don't pass too much stuff there. You know, that's crazy. They do have, you know, a few things that I have seen try to get through, but their legislators don't typically allow it. So interesting
stuff. Yeah, the population's a little more demanding, yeah. Hey, I've got a video up. Let me see if this plays. Let me see if I can get the audio to come through. This is one thing that I'll be working on to make the stream better this week, so next week we can play videos on our screens and share them. Let me see if this comes through. This is a little one-minute clip from the Travel Alert talking about your cell phones.
All information you send electronic, by fax machine, personal digital assistant, computer or telephone, can be intercepted.
Somebody with a wireless device in China should expect it to be compromised while he's there.
In an exclusive interview with CBS News, Joel Brenner, the government's top cybersecurity official, urged Americans to leave all devices at home. And those who must take phones and Blackberries with them should remove the batteries.
The public security services in China can turn your telephone on and activate its microphone when you think it's off.
If the phone's in my pocket and it's off, you're saying an outside force, an outside agent, can turn it on and listen to what I'm doing?
That is what I'm saying.
And my BlackBerry.
Same thing.
BlackBerry. Kind of shows you how old this was. But nevertheless, this has been going on for a long time, and it's not just China. What people have to understand is that cell phones have that technology built in. It has to be built in, designed in. It's not some incidental hacking thing. It's that this is very, very tight coordination between government and large industry so they can spy on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did you hear that video okay?
Yeah, and of course they're spying on us. So I just shared something to the Facebook page. So people were all into those Stanleys, you know, a couple of weeks ago when people were buying them for, like, I don't know, ungodly amounts off of eBay. Well, a Facebook friend of mine, he went and he ordered, he has one of the Stanleys, like the Yeti Stanleys, and he ordered test swabs. And I guess he rubbed it inside of the cup where the drink goes, and he tested a Yeti and RTIC, I'm not sure what brand that is, Arctic, and a Stanley. And the Yeti and the Arctic remained yellow, he says, resulting in a negative for lead. Stanley came back showing positive for lead. Now, that's pretty interesting that they were so hell-bent on getting those out to the public, and people were paying, like, ridiculous amount of money for these Stanleys, especially that pink one, right, at Starbucks or whatever it was. And it's coming back showing high lead amounts. Nice. So I guess if you have a Stanley, think twice about drinking out of it. Just saying.
I've got it up on the live stream for those who can see it. There it is.
Right? Do I have to go in there?
What's that?
I was just going in there to see what you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There it is. I can see it. I didn't know what it was. So.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I led. Well,
and that was a big
thing. It's so funny that somebody with a home test can detect this stuff, but the people manufacturing, importing them, and profiting hundreds of thousands of dollars from them don't bother.
Oh, sure.
They don't bother,
but, you know, they probably put on there. They probably put on there. It's BPA-free. Yeah. Yeah, it's BPA-free, but we're going to give you a little bit of lead.
Well, you want to hear something interesting about the 18th Amendment?
Oh, gosh, do fill me in, my dear.
Let's talk about the real reason for the 18th Amendment, January 16th, 1919. I'll make this real quick. I know we've only got 20 minutes left here. The real reason for the 18th Amendment prohibits the manufacture, sale, and transportation of intoxicating liquors. The real purpose was to monopolize the use of so-called fossil fuels. People are going, what? Scratching their heads. Although the amendment was repealed, sufficient restrictions remained in place so as to prevent alcohol from becoming the primary fuel for cars. Did you know that half the Model Ts ran on alcohol back then? But somebody wanted petroleum to be the fuel because it's much more difficult and expensive to get into that market to manufacture, whereas if you made alcohol the fuel, farmers could make it. You could produce all your fuel using farm crops. So here's what it is. This is the Hegelian dialectic type of maneuver where a drastic law was passed and repealed, but this coordinated sequence of events created a public image of alcohol as a dangerous substance so as to legitimize continuous regulation of alcohol in the public eye that continues to this day. Okay? They do that. They regulate alcohol. You can't, you know, you can't manufacture lots of it, so on and so forth. There's very strict things that remain to this day. Yes, alcohol can be harmful for people, but those passing the law didn't really care about that. As always, they had a much larger agenda in mind. About one half of early cars ran on alcohol, enabling the farm industry, would have enabled the farm industry to become the primary source of the nation's energy. Because alcohol can be made from farm products. By continuing tight regulation of alcohol, the oil industry gained a monopoly on national energy and became the richest industry in the world. You can read more about this in the book, Alcohol Can Be a Gas, by David Bloom. And you'll learn this about laws. You have these laws that sound good, like, oh, the government cares, they're trying to help us. And what you find out later is there was actually money and power being centralized in the process that really was at the core of the agenda. So there you have the 18th Amendment, Hegelian dialectic. They pass a drastic law, then they pull back partway, not all the way, you know, action, reaction, right, synthesis, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. That's your Hegelian dialectic. You do something drastic, then you pull back partway, but you keep part of it in place. You look like you're doing good, but you're really just profiting from it. 18th Amendment. Alcohol Can Be a Gas, by David Bloom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting stuff.
Do you know about spider silk polymers sprayed through geoengineering operations in California?
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure you do. Fill us in.
Well, Dr. Anna McKelcha does. She publishes it in her Substack. I advise everybody to go subscribe to that. I just want people to know that just because I say subscribe to this person, that person, doesn't mean I agree with everything that they say. But you can really parse incredibly valuable information, and she's doing some incredible work that needs to be known. You know, it doesn't mean I share their worldview. It doesn't mean I believe everything that they believe about how the world works. But it does mean that that information is valuable, and I do think it's worth people looking at. But here it is, not natural spider webs. Polymers have been sprayed through geoengineering operations for decades. I've shown multiple previous examinations of similar white environmental filaments. Optically, they absolutely do not look like spider webs, for they are much thicker and much more durable. The above conclusion is that natural spider silk is unsatisfactory to me. Here, but this is the doctor speaking. Here is the environmental metal analysis that Clifford Carnicom, who I actually interviewed several times on Global Skywatch Radio years ago, he's the one who talks about Morgellons in chemtrails very often. He shows a metal analysis in this article from years ago showing the classic metals used for geoengineering weather warfare. So there's all kinds of bad stuff. This is a little bit long, so I won't read it all, but basically it talks about the reason there's patents for the use of spider silk as a distribution medium in aerosol operations. In other words, when you drop something from a jet, you don't want it all to just fall straight down to the ground. You want it to be spread out over a large area. So they have come up with all kinds of methods for doing that. One of the methods is using spider silk. And, of course, they synthesize this and so they can make it into a large production. What they do is they drop these things, and then the silk is carried by the wind over large areas. Therefore, they can put biologics. They can stick biologics to the surface of these silks, let them fly over large areas, and then people would never notice or think that it's just spiders doing this, or never really notice, and then they get infected with whatever has been stuck to the filaments. So this is just another side of geoengineering operations. I've got an article here. I was going to read more of it, but we're kind of low on time. But, Dr. Anna says, now, these things are, analyzed them, said these things are not natural. They're made to look natural, but they're not. And they're going to be looking into what's actually embedded. Clifford Carnicom, he's not a doctor, but he's done great research. Has done analysis showing all kinds of toxic metals being suspended and dropped by this means from the jets.
Interesting. That's good information. Good information. So I just want to talk about something to do with the states again, going back. I guess the state of Idaho, they introduced a bill that's going to allow teachers to conceal carry. So that's kind of interesting. I think they should be allowed to. Why not? So it's going to their house for a full vote. They're going to let the Idaho schools, employees and volunteer carry guns. That if they have an enhanced concealed weapons license. That's good stuff.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how the government loves the idea of disarming the people? We learned in the early 90s from military whistleblowers that the idea was to depopulate. They were going to have fake or synthesized shootings where they actually conducted public shootings using people that they had conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
They use torture techniques to actually bring them through trauma, and then they cause fragmentation of their mind, and then they actually bring them up, and they're the ones who are doing these shootings. And, Ted Gunderson, who's a regional director of the CIA, came out as a whistleblower. He's dead now, but he came out with information related to that. But the concept is, the more dangerous it becomes in public, then the more you should give power to the people to defend themselves. To take away their power is absolutely stunning that people buy into that idea. And the number it was Kennesaw, Georgia, where they actually at one time, and I don't know the current state of this, but we learned about this a couple decades ago, where they actually required each household to have the firearm. Now, I may have the facts a little bit off on this. I haven't studied this in a long time. But I believe each household had to have a firearm. They issued them or they somehow provided them so that the households had them. And all across the board, crime dropped dramatically. Dramatically. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because when you put power in the hands of individual people, you're not going to have people coming in and robbing you or killing you or doing things like this or threatening you when you have power.
Yeah.
Because that's what a firearm is. It's power. It's defense. You hope you never have to use it. But just knowing that it's there is deterrent enough to keep bad things from happening. That's the biggest part of the point.
100%. 100%. So anything else you want to add for tonight? We're just getting ready to wrap it up. I don't think I have anything left.
Well, I've got something.
There's a lot of stupid stuff. There's a lot of stupid stuff that I could mention, but, next week, it's either next week or the week after, we're going to have on that special guest, and I'm not going to say who until I get the information all squared away. But that's going to be a good show. Let's just say, in cahoots with RFK. Interesting stuff. So, anything you want to add for tonight?
Hopefully that'll work out. Yeah, I know we've got a few minutes. I've got tons of material. I collect it all week and just try to pick out stuff that we can talk about during the show. Here's a good development. January 23rd, a federal court in Canada just ruled in favor of applicants who filed an application against Justin Trudeau for unreasonable and unconstitutional measures that he took against Canadian truckers and others who protested against the C-19 vaccine mandates. The court ordered good news, that the applicants be reimbursed all hearing-related costs and that they have 30 days to submit written representations to the court so the judge can determine an appropriate reward. Well, Justin Trudeau is one of the global young leaders.
Absolutely.
This is what more and more people in government, this is what the globalists do, for those who don't understand this yet, is they set up an education system, they bring all these young people through it, then they cater them into positions of power. And then those people, once in positions of power, they give them money, they give them notoriety, and these young people are just have their minds blown, like, oh, this is so great, I'm doing this and doing that. But they train them in the ideology of globalism. All the power in the world should be global, only controlled by a small group of really, really moral people. And so these young people buy into this ideology, they become politicians, and they're backed by the richest globalists in the world. And these are the global young leaders. Okay? There are thousands of them. In fact, their names have been released. I don't remember who released them, but somebody released thousands and thousands of names of them who have been through the school. Clinton actually had a school called the President's School, which was doing the same thing in Arkansas during his presidency. It was ripping families apart. It was really dramatic to hear about the President's School. You should look that up if anybody's interested.
Mm-hmm.
But Trudeau is one of them. So this is why all of this stuff happens. Trudeau knows it's unconstitutional. It's immoral what he did to the truckers. It wasn't about preserving peace or doing anything good. It was about sending a message, and that people who were even donating through Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency had their accounts closed, or people who were donating through Give, Send, Go, I think it was. It was one of the donation organizations. That money was confiscated. Unbelievable. This stuff, the government should not have that type of breach at all. The government in the United States has 17 things assigned to them in the Constitution. Whenever you centralize government, that's where the hawks, that's where the crows gather together. Wherever that power is centralized, that's where the sociopaths and the power mongers gather. That's the worst thing you can do is centralize power. When you have a problem, the quickest way to solve the problem is distribute power to the people and let the people solve the problem. It will get solved faster, better, and cheaper than any centralized government ever could. So, there you go.
Okay. Well, anyway, so all of our podcasts can be heard on iHeartRadio, Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rumble, and Apple. Am I missing any? Oh, and of course you could listen to them through our website, right?
Yep, deliveringthetruth.com. We stream right directly to the website, plus there's a chat room there where you can jump in and ask questions.
Okay. So I think we're done for tonight, unless you got something you want to add.
Well, I could go on for hours, but I just want to encourage people to please be involved. whatever people we reach tonight, hopefully there's people out there who are not familiar. Hopefully people are listening who are not familiar with how the world really works and the depths of the corruption and the depths of the psychology that are being utilized through media. And
yeah.
Learn. I have websites like
yep.
Orbis Fatai. You can go to deliveringthetruth.com. I've got a link to Orbis Fatai and Global Skywatch, both filled with videos and information to help you see through the lies.
Yeah, I just want to add something that I think is just, this is the things that we're worried about on mainstream media. So the animal rights group, PETA, P-E-T-A, they want to replace Punxsutawney Phil. They're saying that it's inhumane and cruel. Are you serious? That guy's living the dream, man. He gets fed and taken care of. Stop. That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. They're saying that it's animal abuse. Please. Stop. I thought that was kind of hysterical. But that's what we're worried about. That's mainstream media, that and Taylor Swift.
Environmental groups should be concerned about the fact that geoengineering operations, I don't like to call them geoengineering because they have nothing to do with anything good, and geoengineering conveys something positive, are spraying an estimated 20 to 30 million tons of toxic small particles all around the world. If an environmental group is really an environmental group, that's the first thing that needs to be looked at right there.
Yeah, exactly. All those organizations are corrupt. We'll give to the American Cancer Society. No, you're not giving to the Cancer Society for research. You're giving for the drug companies. Just keep that in mind. So anyway, delivering truth and exposing the lies. Everybody, you have a good week. Be good to each other.
Yes, everybody, have a good week. Please come back 7:30 p.m. next week, deliveringthetruth.com. Join us, chat with us, and let's grow this.
All right. And, Russ, I will be talking to you on the other side, my dear.
All right. Talk to you then, Diana.
All right. Good night, everybody. Hang tight.
Good night.